ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्र भाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांतिः ओम भद्रं कन्ने विष्णुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्ठुवागंसस्तनुभिः विषेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति नैन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ओम शांति 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 आई एम नॉट डूइंग अ न्यू लेसन टुडे आई एम गोइंग टू रीडू व्हाट आई वाज एक्सप्लेनिंग लास्ट टू क्लासेस. I think previous class wasn't very clear for all of you or most of you. Not that you are incapable of understanding, but the matter is a little complicated also. Vaitathyam is a noun form of the word vitatha. Vitatha means unreal or non-real, which does not mean non-existent, which is as good as non-existent. So, vitatha means non-real. I'm not saying unreal, I'm saying non-real. And vaitathyam means non-reality, noun form. So, what is the non-reality is established here in this chapter. So non-reality of what is established here? What is established to be non-real? Jagat. Which jagat? This universe, tangible universe, which is experienced sensorily, tangibly by us, is said to be non-real, is established to be non-real. So another word for vaitathyam is mithyatvam. Mithyatvam is a noun form of mithya. I give the example first. If there is a pot, example is a pot, and it is a clay pot. This clay pot, when you see two things there. You are using two words, clay and pot. But do you see clay separately, pot separately? No. Clay and pot are not two different things. But still, and why do we use two different words? We use two different words, but what? There's only one thing, isn't it? Pot. Mic and flower. When you say they're two different words, they're two separate things, they're different from each other. One can exist independent of the other. They were two different words. Whereas clay pot, now when I say pot, and we also use the term clay, I say pot is only a name of a given form. What is pot, if you ask, what is pot? When you say, is there a pot? What is this pot? What is, you say, pot is, first you say. Thereafter, what is pot is called inquiry, okay? First experiencing, then you say pot is. What is pot is? What is pot is? Next question. Oh, pot is a name. Name of what? A form. Pot is a name of a given form, which distinguishes this particular thing from every other form. Okay, then what this form, what this pot form, now indicated by the word pot, what this form is? Then you have to say, form is nothing but clay. Form is clay. When you say form is clay, what does it mean? There is no form. It's a very important sentence. Form is, the form called pot is nothing but clay. When you say pot, the form is clay, or pot form is clay, this pot, the form pot, has no independent existence other than outside of the clay. Therefore, pot is as good as non-existent. Why? It has no independent existence. So that which has a dependent existence is what? We say mithya. That which has dependent existence is mithya. Now we go to one more step. This pot is an effect. Okay? Whereas we see the clay now, clay is not dependent on the name and form pot for its existence. Without being a pot also, clay can be in the form of a ball. Clay can be by itself. Clay is not dependent on the name and form pot for its existence, whereas pot is dependent on clay for its existence. So with reference to, every sentence is very important here. With reference to clay pot, don't ask me later on, okay, pot is real, clay is real. With reference to this clay pot, clay has independent existence. Pot, the name and form pot, has dependent existence. Therefore, we say what now? Clay is satyam. And pot, the name and form pot is mithya. The technical terms. Satyam and mithya. Now we say, therefore clay is the cause of the pot. I want clay, sorry. Cause of the pot is clay. Why do I say cause of the pot is clay? Because clay is that from which the pot has come into existence. Clay is that by which the pot is sustained. And when the pot breaks also, into which the form and name pot will resolve, is the clay. That from which the pot has come into existence, that by which the pot is sustained, that in which the pot resolves after being broken is clay. Which means clay was existent before the pot came into existence. Clay continues to exist in the form of pot. Even after the pot is broken, clay will continue to exist. Which means clay is not dependent on the pot, form and name pot for its existence. Therefore we say what now? The cause of the pot is the clay. Therefore what do we say? If pot is an effect, from the standpoint of the pot, clay is the karanam, pot is the karyam. So here we understand anything which has dependent existence is, okay, the karyam. Anything which has dependent existence is the karyam. Anything which is a karyam has a beginning. Look at this. Anything which has dependent existence is an effect. Anything which is an effect has the beginning. Anything which has a beginning has what now? Adimatvam. Adimatvam means what? It has a beginning. Is, understand? Anything which has a beginning has a cause. Okay? Therefore, anything which has a cause has what now? Dependent existence. Now, anything which has a beginning has an end also. Which means there is a time the effect is not there. There is a time the effect comes into existence, and there is a duration of time when the effect exists. There is a time that effect also dissolves, goes. Therefore it is called Adi Anta Vatvam. Adi Anta Vatvam means an effect, effect's status of having a beginning and the end. Okay? Adi Anta Vatvam means an effect having the status, no, enjoying the status of having the beginning and the end. So anything which has beginning and end is what now? Time bound. Time bound means there is a time it is not there. There is a time it comes into existence. There is a time it exists. There is a time it again becomes, it's not there. It dissolves, disappears. Therefore, we say it is non-eternal or impermanent. Mithya is what now? Impermanent. First you said, mithya is that which has dependent existence. Mithya is impermanent. Okay? Two things I have to say. Impermanence and dependence. That's dependent existence, also impermanent. So that which is impermanent and that which has dependent existence is mithya. So that which is always is satyam. That which is always means beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently, that which is always is satyam. Is it clear now? Therefore, that which is nityam, therefore mithya, you know, you can say nityam, that which is eternal and permanent and independent, that which is eternal, permanent, and that which enjoys independent existence is satyam. Okay? Now we say, what is satyam when you say? So these two also enjoy the existence. Clay also enjoys existence. Pot also enjoys existence. But here we say, the existence enjoyed by the pot is not its own intrinsic nature. Understand? Existence enjoyed by the pot is not its own intrinsic nature. Existence enjoyed by the pot belongs to the clay. So existence is the what now? Existence enjoyed by the pot is existence belonging to the clay. Why do we say that? Existence of clay is the existence of the pot. And clay, the cause, is in the form of existence of the pot. In what form does the clay exist in the pot? Clay exists, no? Clay is in the form of existence of the pot. Clay is in the form of the existence of the pot. Is it clear?
Something clear to me?
Yeah.
You said clay has independent existence of pot. That is fine. But clay must exist in a form.
No, I want with reference to pot. I'm talking only with reference to pot. The example. I'm not talking about anything else. I understand these two. I'm giving you the simplest example for you to understand. Clay is the form of existence of the pot. If we ask, in what form does the cause? This cause is the reality of the pot. With reference to pot, reality is the clay. Now I'm telling you, the reality of the pot, the truth of the pot, is what now? The cause of the pot. In what form does it exist? In what form is it found? In what form do you find the clay in the pot? We find the clay in the form of existence of the pot. We find the clay in the form of existence of the pot. So what do you arrive at now? The reality is arrived at in the form of existence of the pot. Therefore, when you say pot is, therefore existence enjoyed by the pot is what? Borrowed existence of the clay. Understand? Pot enjoys the existence. Clay enjoys existence, pot also enjoys existence. When you say pot is, clay enjoys existence, pot enjoys existence. You cannot say, no, you see, because clay doesn't serve the purpose. You see, when you see the clay pot, you have to say what? There is pot, there is clay. Which means, pot also enjoys existence, clay also enjoys existence. Isn't it? Which means, one enjoys borrowed existence, one enjoys existence of its own. Therefore, we say that which has independent existence is what now? Swatasatta. Swatasatta means independent existence. Paratasatta means dependent existence. Swatasatta, Paratasatta. So here we say that which is independent existence, Swatasatta, we say is Paramarthikam Satyam. Paramarthikam Satyam means absolute reality. And Vyavaharikam Satyam means empirical or relative reality. I have to tell you one more thing. Pratibhasikam Satyam. Pratibhasikam Satyam. So Paramarthikam Satyam, Vyavaharikam Satyam, and Pratibhasikam Satyam. So this Vyavaharikam Satyam, Vyavaharikam Satyam, the empirical or relative reality, is objective reality. And Pratibhasikam Satyam is subjective reality. Okay, from this, I'm going to next step. I'll explain to you all these three words very clearly. Now we say, with reference to this whole Jagat, we should move from the clay pot example to the Jagat example now. Then you will come to Jagat. This whole cosmos is, when you say, this whole Jagat, Jagrat Prapanchaha, which you are experiencing now, is Jagat Asti, Jagat Bhati. Why do you say universe is? Because it shines. Therefore, the universe is means universe doesn't have, the universe is means universe enjoys existence. For the existence enjoyed by the universe is not the existence of its own, it's a borrowed existence. Understand? Therefore, we say the universe has borrowed its existence from where? Isn't it? The reality of the universe. Like, pot borrows its existence from its reality, clay. The Jagat also borrows its existence from its reality. Therefore, when you see the pot, you are seeing the clay in the form of existence of the pot. Therefore, we also, even though we do not know what the reality of the Jagat is, when you are seeing this Jagat, you are seeing the reality in the form of existence of the universe. Therefore, existence, in what form is the reality here? Reality of the universe, truth of the universe, cause of the universe, without which universe cannot exist at all, is in what form here? I see the universe means I have to see the reality of the universe in the form of existence of the universe. I find the clay in the form of existence of the pot, so also I find the reality in the form of existence of the universe. Therefore, existence of the pot is the reality clay. Existence of the pot is equal to the reality clay. Similarly, existence of the universe is equal to reality what? Understand? X. Existence of the pot is equal to reality clay. Existence of the universe is equal to reality question mark or X. Therefore, reality is in the form of existence of the universe. Therefore, what is that which lends existence to this universe? What is that from which universe borrows its existence? What is that which is in the form of the existence? What is the reality in the form of the existence of the universe? Universe is means, reality is. And that reality is implied by the term Paramatma or Parambrahma. So Paramatma, Parambrahma, the absolute self or the limitless reality is in the form of the existence of the universe. Therefore, we say reality is of the nature of existence. Reality is of the nature of existence. Swarupam of the reality is existence. Brahma Swarupam. Atma's Paramatma Swarupam is what now? Existence. Where do you find the existence? Existence of the universe. Okay, now you are asking, what is that existence? What is that reality which is of existence of the universe? And that reality which is in the form of existence of the universe is consciousness, chaitanyam. So with reference to the jagat, with reference to clay pot, clay is the reality in the form of the existence of the pot. Now we say consciousness is the reality in the form of, which is in the form of existence of the universe. So with reference to the pot, reality and existence, the clay and existence are not two different things. With reference to clay pot, clay and existence are not two different things. Clay being the existence of the pot, clay and existence are not two different things. Clay is the existence of the pot. Existence of the pot is clay. Hope you got it. You are with me. It's wrong time to teach. You know. Similarly, existence of the jagat is consciousness. Existence of the pot is the clay, the reality. Similarly, existence of this jagat is consciousness. Now next question comes. I understand consciousness, now existence of this universe is consciousness. How do you know what is that, what that consciousness is? That is where Shastram says, the reality of the universe, which is in the form of the existence of the universe, you know, the existence of the universe is the reality, is it clear? The consciousness. And that consciousness is available only in the mind as the witness of the mind, I. If you know what is the witness of the mind, then you have understood what consciousness is. Consciousness, the existence of the universe, okay, the reality which is of the nature of existence of the universe is available for recognition only as the witness of the mind, only in the mind, not, understand? As I. Therefore, when you understand what the witness is, when you analyze the witnessed, analyze the experiences, then you arrive at the experiencer. You distinguish the experiencer, the witness, from the experience. Okay? First, you distinguish the experiencer, in the experience, from the experienced, then from the experience you distinguish the experiencer, then you understand that witness experiencer is none other than you stumble upon consciousness. You arrive at it. Then you understand that consciousness and existence are not two different things. How? Clay and existence of the pot are not two different things. Similarly, consciousness and existence of the universe are not two different things. Hope you got it. That's why we say reality has to be understood in terms of its swarupam. It's a very important statement. Hope you got it every step. Have you?
Yeah.
It is not a new lesson, but still I want to make it very clear. Okay, therefore, there's no way of arriving at the reality of the universe which is in the form of the existence of the universe other than, you know, arriving at knowing what I is. I, the witness, experiencer, is. When you arrive at what I, the witness, is, when you arrive at consciousness, you understand that Atma, the consciousness, Atma means what? All-pervasive, innermost reality, which obtains as a self of everything, that consciousness alone is Satyam. Understand? Consciousness alone is Satyam. And everything else other than consciousness, okay, is Mithya. So the whole Jagat is like the pot. Consciousness is like the clay. Don't say clay, okay? I'm not saying consciousness is clay. Please. Which means, hope I made it very clear. Have I?
Yeah.
Which means the whole Mithya when you say, there's two ways of saying it. Okay, they can say clay alone is, there is no pot at all. Clay appears in the form of a pot. Clay alone appears in the form of a pot, you can say. When you say that, such an expression is called Praudhavadaha. Such a teaching is for Uttama Adhikaris. My God, how to say that? It serves a purpose. I don't want to say that. I want to give some existence for this. You know, I told you last class. We don't want to say no. We want to use better terms. It is not there. Like mentally challenged, we don't say mad. Similarly, we don't say it is not there. You know, it is relatively real, empirically real. So, vyavaharika satyam. Because if you say that, it is difficult in transacting, isn't it? For difficult, no? People who transact in the world to say Brahman alone is there, reality alone is there, means difficult. Therefore, we learn something. But now, they say consciousness is vyaparamarthikam satyam, absolutely real, which is satyam. The whole jagat is what? Vyavaharikam satyam, which is mithya. So vyavaharikam satyam is mithya. Paramarthikam satyam is satyam, which means vyavaharikam satyam has no independent existence. Paramarthikam satyam has independent existence. But paramarthikam satyam is eternal and independent. Whereas vyavaharikam satyam is what? Dependent and impermanent. Is it clear? These are the things you have to remember. What is mithya? Now, let me come to the next point. I'm going to talk to you about this subjective reality later. And again, I'm going to talk to you about it. Don't worry. Therefore, the universe which we experience here is empirically real, vyavaharikam satyam, in waking state. There is another world which we experience called a dream universe, isn't it? The dream time, dream space, dream objects we experience, and that is real also. Why? Anything experienced is real. I understand, you know, the existence, you know, of something based on my perception, isn't it? So what I perceive, what I experience is real for me. Therefore, the dream universe I experience, therefore it is also real. You can't say it is not there at all. But how it is real? It is real, it's experienced only by me, only for me. It is very private. Nobody else can have the experience, know what I experience in my mind, the dream. Therefore, it is subjectively real. I alone can experience, therefore subjectively real. Whereas the external, what the waking universe, not only I experience, it is available for others' experience also. I see the light, you all see the light. Understand? Therefore, it is what? Objectively real. So, subjectively real universe is what now? Subjectively real means pratibhasikam satyam. Objectively real means vyavaharikam satyam. But Shastram says, this what is real, you say it is real, this what is subjectively real, dream universe, and objectively real, waking universe, both are mithya. Okay, subjectively real, dream universe, objectively real, waking universe, both are mithya. Mithya means what? Both are time bound, both are impermanent, both have beginning and end, therefore both are impermanent and time bound, non-eternal, and both have dependent existence. The basic things you need to understand. Whether it is subjectively real, pratibhasika satyam, you know, whether it is subjectively real universe, dream universe, subjectively real, internally experienced, dream projected universe, thought projected universe, mind projected universe, or whether it is objectively real, externally experienced, Maya Kalpitam Jagat. Both universes are what? No? Mithya. Both are mithya. Okay? Which means, for both of them, there must be, what now? There must be satyam. What is that satyam? That satyam is what? Consciousness. Which is the reality, which is Parambrahma, Paramatma. You see, Chaitanya Brahma is that, is the Paramarthikam Satyam. So, Parambrahma, Paramatma, consciousness is the Paramarthikam Satyam, which is in the form of existence of this Vyavaharika Prapancha and Pratibhasika Prapancha, subjectively real dream universe and objectively real is waking universe. Therefore, Chaitanyam Brahman alone is Satyam, which is Atma. Atma and Brahman are two different. Okay. Therefore, the ID consciousness, we are not talking about I at all now. We are interested in arriving at reality of the universe. In the arriving at the reality of the universe, I resolves. You cannot, you have to search for I. My God, where I is? Understand? Amazing, isn't it? Just I will resolve. Therefore, this is the purpose. Okay, in arriving at the reality of the Paramarthikam Satyam, this aham will resolve. Like how in arriving at the truth of the ocean, as the truth of the wave resolves. Similarly, I will resolve. Therefore, our aim is to arrive at this Paramarthikam Satyam, the absolute reality, as one's own Swarupam. The Swarupam of every I is what? Parambrahma. Like Swarupam of every wave is H2O. Swarupam of every I is consciousness. Understand? And that is only Paramarthikam Satyam. There is no other Paramarthikam Satyam. Understand? So Nityatvam and Swatantratvam. Okay? Independent existence and the eternity is the criterion for the Satyam. And impermanence and dependence, the criterion for the Mithya. Therefore, the problem now is, this, the ultimately aim is to arrive at what is Satyam, which is going to be discussed next to Prakarana. So here Gaudapada Acharya first wants to make it very clear, this whole Jagrat Prapanchaha is Mithya. This Vyavaharika Prapanchaha, understand? Tangibly, sensorily, externally, you know, perceived universe, experienced universe by all of us, objective real universe, is Mithya. That is what he wants to establish in this chapter. And for which, what did he do? Now it's clear? What did he do first? He established the very dream universe is Mithya. This Pratibhasika Satta, the subjective reality, no? The subjective existence, the Pratibhasika, the dream universe, which is a subjectively real universe, he establishes the mithyatvam of the dream universe. Using what? Using yuktya, shrutya, anubhavena. Using the reasoning, quoting the shruti, and quoting our own experience, giving his three pramanams, he establishes how this dream universe is mithya. In the first three karikas of the Vaitatya Prakaranam. Hope, doesn't matter, even if we waste some time, it's okay. It's worth spending, isn't it? Clear now? Okay. Thereafter, and he establishes the mithyatvam of this Jagrat Prapanchaha also. Giving proper reason. You have to give the hetu, appropriate, you know, hetu, which does not contradict your reasoning. Suppose I give a reasoning, you know. I am very beautiful because this flower bunch is next to me. I am very beautiful is a statement. Not what I want to say. Okay, something. It's not appropriate reasoning, isn't it? It's not proper hetu. Hetu who means when you say statement, only proper hetu. Reason must be appropriate. Now, dogs are going for walking in Skelsey Park because the crows are singing. There's no proper, there's no proper hetu, isn't it? I am plump because I eat well. Means hetu is what? Correct hetu. It's called reason, okay? Hetu must be appropriate. Similarly, what is the hetu understood now? The Jagrat Prapanchaha is mithya. Mithya means what? Impermanent, and it has no independent existence. So therefore what? It is as good as non-existent. Very difficult to accept. Got it? And for which the hetu he gives is two hetus. Jagrat prapanchaha mithya. Why? Because adi anta vatvat. What is the hetu here? Adi anta vatvat. Adi anta vatvam means Jagrat prapanchaha enjoys the status of having the beginning and an end, which means it is impermanent, it is non-eternal, time-bound. Understand? When you say it has beginning and end, non-eternal, it has a, what now? Anything which has a beginning has a cause. Anything which has a beginning is an effect. Therefore, it has a cause. Anything which has a cause has a dependent existence. And anything which has dependent existence is mithya. How do you arrive at it now? Jagrat prapanchaha mithya because it has adi anta vatvam. It has beginning and an end. Anything which has beginning is an effect. Therefore, it has a cause. And anything which has a cause has dependent existence. Therefore, due to its impermanence, due to its dependent existence, dependence in terms of existence, this Jagrat Prapancha is mithya. And one more thing we saw, because it is experienced. Okay, adiyantavatvat, anityatvat, பரதந்திரத்வாத் ஓகே திருஷ்யத்வாத் ஜாகிரத் பிரபஞ்சா மித்யா. Got it? I already said in English, I repeat in Sanskrit. Clear? This is the mithya and hetu has given. This is the conclusion and that is the hetu. And you have to give the example, drishtanta. What is the drishtanta he gave? Jagrat prapanchavat. Sorry, swapna prapanchavat. Example is swapna prapancha. Just as swapna prapancha is mithya, the reason is different. No? Reason is different. We said different reason. I don't want to go back to the lesson. You have to, why swapna prapancha is mithya? உச்சித தேச கால அபாவத்வாத். We said உச்சித தேச கால அபாவத்வாத் சொப்ன பிரபஞ்சா மித்யா. Understand? Now, similarly here he says, the ஜாகிர பிரபஞ்சா is also as similar as the சொப்ன பிரபஞ்சா. Waking universe is also mithya. But the hetu is different. What is the hetu here? Because here all the objects in the waking world enjoy what? Uchita desha kala. Therefore, you can't give the same hetu here. Uchita desha kala abhava is not the hetu here. Absence of appropriate, sufficient time and place is not the hetu for here. What is the hetu here? Hetu is? ஆதியந்த வத்வாத் அனித்யத்வாத் பரதந்திரத்வாத் திருஷ்யத்வாத். You can say only two, திருஷ்யத்வம் அனித்யத்வம். I just want to make it very clear. Once again, ஆதியந்த வத்வம் is the hetu. ஆதியந்த வத்வம், therefore அனித்யத்வம். Then paratantratvam, then drishyatvam. Being an object of experience itself is the cause for its being seen, proved to be mithya. One Swamiji gave this example. Now please take this sweet. No, no, I don't want. No, please take this made of ghee. That is the reason I don't want that. Understand? Similarly here, this prapancha, drishya prapancha, drishyate, it is experience. That is why it is mithya. Understand? Got it? Being experienced itself is enough for it to be mithya. Be, understand? Because it is being experienced means it is dependent on the experiencer. There is no independent existence. Is it clear? Therefore, we have to remember the four things I have said. Drishyatvat, Adiyantavatvat, Anityatvat, பரதந்திரத்வாத் ஜாகிரத் பிரபஞ்சா மித்யா. Hope you all got Sanskrit terms. Have you? Hope the hetuhu, then what now? Sadhyam. Both are clear. This he finishes where, that is why I said the sixth karika is an important karika. Why? Because it presents the, it is mithyat, it defines the mithyatvam. defines the mithya. Mithya. Definition of mithya is given in Karika number 6. I'm sure till now you are not confused. Is it clear? Have I made clear or not? Okay. Now, we'll go to the next. And when he establishes, we all feel very happy. Okay. We understood very clearly. Dream universe, subjectively real dream universe is mithya. Proper reasoning was given. Uchita desha kala abhavat. Uchita desha kala abhavat. Dream universe is mithya. It is very clearly understood. Shruti yukti anubhava has been used there, explained there. Now we also understand what? Based on that example, this jagrat prapanchaha also is mithya due to these reasons. Which means, this universe is not real. Mithya means what? This jagrat prapanchaha is not real. So what? Because you think jagrat prapanchaha is real. We are all thinking jagrat prapancha is real. Therefore, Shastram says it is not real. If you understand how this jagrat prapancha is not real, you will also understand what is real. And not really understand what is real. Understand what is real is you. Then you will not be dependent on the universe for your security and happiness. That being independent of the jagat for your happiness and security is independence, being free. Being dependent is being bound. Being independent is being free. So your moksha, your freedom is in being independent. In order to be independent, you need to see that you are already independent, for which you need to know you are that reality which is satyam. And the whole jagrat prapancha is not real, non-real. Is it clear? Therefore, Shastram talks about it. So the proper hetus, reasoning, when Acharya establishes the mithyatvam of the jagat in 3 verses and defining the mithya in the 6th karika, and there comes another person, the object. So what is that? What is that next, you know? The next objection comes. First objection comes. This person. So here, with the 6th verse, both the universes have been proved to be mithya. Jagrat prapancha is mithya, like the swapna prapancha. But here comes the person, first Purvapakshi comes and says, the 8th Karika. 8th Karika, okay, 8th Karika, the first Purvapakshi comes. What he says, I cannot accept this Jagat Prapanchaha being proved to be mithya. Why? Because for me, Swapna Prapancha itself is not mithya. Swapna Prapancha is real. Swapna Prapancha is real. The Jagrat Prapancha is also real. Got it? Both are real. Why? Because Jagrat Prapancha is Ishvara Maya Kritam Kritaha. It is create what now? Objectively real universe is Lord created universe. Where, and then subjectively real dream universe also is Ishvara Srishtihi. It is not thought projected universe. First thing. When the objector comes, how he says Jagrat Prapancha is the dream universe is real, why does that objector say that? Because he does not accept this. First of all, the dream universe is not a mere, as you think, just thought projected, mind projected universe. It is also is what now? Ishvara Srishtihi. Dream universe also, dream experience also is Ishvara Srishtihi. Like this Jagrat Prapancha, therefore dream universe also is real. This universe also is real. If this dream universe is Ishvara Srishti, is not thought projected universe, and then Ishvara Srishti, why do you say it is Ishvara Srishti? Next question. Why does he say that? Because whatever we experience in dream is subjectively real. It is very real for me. I experience it. Understand? I experience it. And the second thing, I experience what I do not experience in waking state. I experience in dream what I never experienced before. So whatever is experienced in dream is something which has not been experienced before in any other waking state. Experienced only by me, not experienced before, therefore it is very unique. Apurvam. Okay? Apurvam. Purvam drishtam or purvam na drishtam is apurvam. Na purvam apurvam. Na purvam drishtam apurvam. Apurvam means what? Not experienced before. Not perceived before. Not seen before. Therefore, apurvam. What is the Purupakshi's hetu for saying this Swapna Prapancha is real? Because it is Ishvara Srishtihi, not Jiva Srishtihi. It is not creation of the individual's mind. It is also creation of the Lord. Okay? Therefore it is real. Why it is creation of the Lord? Because what we experience in dream is something which is not experienced before and it is unique. Therefore apurvam. So this purapakshaha. What is the Pura Pakshaha? What is the objection that is not mentioned in the text? Objection is not mentioned in the text, but the object, no, answer for the objection, okay? The Siddhanta alone is presented in the text. Pura Pakshaha is not mentioned here. Pura Pakshaha is implied from the answer to the question. Okay? Here, the eighth verse of Vaitatya Prakranam, Gaudapada Acharya answers the objector. Understand? From the answer to the objection, we understand the objection. There is no objection mentioned here. The only answer is given in the 8th Karika. Where is the question then? Implied. Implied means what? The very answer, question is implied. So what is the question? How can you say dream universe is mithya? Dream universe is real. After having established dream universe as mithya, again this person comes. When? 1, 2, 3. 3 karikas, what did Gaudapada Acharya do? Established the mithyatvam of swapna prapancha. Okay, after having established that, he gives his own hetu. But this person gives a different hetu. You say uchita desha kala bhava as the hetu for establishing the mithyatvam of the jagrat swapna prapancha. Understand? In order to establish how the non-reality of the dream universe, you used the hetu. What hetu used? Uchita desha kala abhavatvam. But now I give a different hetu to establish, that dream universe is real. What is my hetu? Apurvatvam. Apurvatvam means what? The uniqueness of the dream objects. Uniqueness of the dream objects. Therefore, experience of the unique dream objects is unique experience. Why it is unique? Because whatever is experienced in the dream is non-experienced before. And what is non-experienced is experienced uniquely only by the dreamer. Therefore, it is not thought projected universe that is also Ishvara Srishtihi. Therefore, it is real. Apurvatvat natu chitta janyam chitta srishtihi. It is not thought projected. Chitta kalpitam Ishvara Srishtireva. And main, there's a group of, many groups of people for whom dream is real, mainly for Visishta Advaitins. Okay, the objection I have said very clearly now. Is it clear now? The hetu is clear? Purupush's hetu? Okay. Now, objection is clear. Objection is not anywhere there around. You have only the answer for this objection is given here. Okay, the answer and the both given in the 8th Karika, we'll see that. You go quickly, have tea and come back. Today my thing is, I had to explain the word sthani dharmaha. Okay, please go and come back.